There's not just a new supervisor in town, there's a new Forest Service. The old Forest Service did two things very well, harvested timber and put out fires. The new Forest Service will still do both, just not as much. And this poses a question. What is the most valuable resource in our forests, timber or habitat? New Supervisor Merv George Jr. of the Hoopa Valley Tribe thinks the answer lies in a more holistic approach.
So there's a lot of things that I think the national forests provide that sometimes people don't realize. And typically the conversation always gets centered around timber. But when you look at all these other natural resources and what it means in an economic and also spiritual and a cultural sense, there's a lot of other benefits that our forests provide than just the timber resources.
Merv comes across as stout, direct, and confident. He's part of an organization that is seen by many as bureaucratic, cautious, and set in its ways.
The management of national forests has changed dramatically.
Professor Aaron Kelly teaches at Humboldt State University and specializes in forest policy and economics.
It's been about 24 years since we really reduced the timber harvest on public lands. So in 2014, a supervisor is coming into a forest that already has somewhat more tenuous economic connections to local communities, but they still have the expectation that they're going to manage the resource, and that includes producing some lumber, includes, you know, managing for fire and for all these threatened and endangered species and for watershed health. So learning how to manage an ecosystem is really different from learning how to optimize timber production.
Years of aggressive fire suppression have left what are called fuel-rich forests. That is, forests overly thick with trees and underbrush. An ecosystem approach would thin forests and treat fire as a natural and necessary part of forest ecology. In recent years, the Six Rivers National Forest has spent most of its budget fighting fires. The question is, would that money be better spent on habitat, endangered species, watersheds, and thinning to encourage more fire-resilient forests? Merv George says this approach has long been part of tribal culture.
There's no doubt in my mind that there's ways to go out there and thin the forests, not harm any furry critters, not harm the water quality in the fish, not destroy any tribal sacred sites in the process. I've been doing this for many years with the Hoopa Valley Tribe. I know it can be done, and I'm trying to bring some of that model and that sort of theology to the Forest Service.
But how would this tribal wisdom work in a system with extensive state and federal oversight? Most Forest Service projects require environmental impact statements that can take years. George admits that the Forest Service is often seen as a bogged-down bureaucracy.
That process does take time, especially if you want meaningful consultation and meaningful conversations and input. You know, if you think in terms of a healthy relationship, to me that's more of a process than an event.
Relationships is a word you hear often from Merv George, as are words like community, neighbors, and generations.
I'm going to grow old in this community. So the decisions that I make, I realize are going to be with me for the rest of my life. But not only that, but I'm mindful of the seventh generation concept that the decisions I make here are going to impact my grandchildren seven generations to come.
And this may be George's biggest challenge with an organization that itself is nearly seven generations old. He's trying to change a reactive and entrenched culture to a more proactive and sustainable one. Michael Joyce, JPR News.